Steve Sullivan, Congressman, a great press conference today, by the way. A lot of ag folks behind you, but this is more than an ag, just an ag issue.
Much more than an ag issue. You're talking about personal property rights issue. We're talking about miles and miles inland from any navigable waters. So you're talking, you know, today we had developers, home builders association, golf courses, municipalities. So, this is much bigger than just an ag issue.
We're seeing a lot of issues the other day in Missouri at the State Fair, all over the country. There's press conferences just like this about this very issue. It's really struck a chord, especially with the ag industry that felt like clean water goes far enough.
Well, and I'll tell you, we've done some national teletown hall meetings where we've met with, for example, the last one we did was with the National Cattlemen's Association, and they're scared to death what this is going to mean to their businesses, their family businesses, and jobs in their community. It has struck a chord, and we're very pleased to have the co-sponsors we have, over 120, and we're probably approaching 100 associations that represent tens of thousands of individuals around the country. So this has struck a chord. America is tired of the federal government running every area of our life, and I think that's what we've kind of tapped in on.
Last question real quickly. 1st of May, farm broadcasters, about 30 of us on Capitol Hill, Gina McCarthy, of the EPA administrator and the Secretary of Ag, spent about an hour with us on this very issue.
Yeah.
She denied totally that it had anything to do with puddles and ditches and all that, but there's something wrong with the reading of that.
Correct. She's just incorrect. And if you look at what this bill does is it expands the jurisdiction, clearly, it expands the jurisdiction to adjacent waters, to navigable waters, and then adjacent waters to those waters. So it is regulatory creep. It paves the way for what I believe is a more onerous idea of eminent domain. So it strikes right at the core of personal property rights. And so for her to be to make naive statements that it does not do that is a total misinterpretation of this law.
Appreciate the access. Thank you,
Congressman. Thank you, my friend.